The Tennessee Theater was built at a time when silent films reigned. But by the time it was finished, movie companies had figured out a way to add soundtracks, negating the need for a live band. Nevertheless, the theater's mighty Wurlitzer has been used to provide the soundtrack to silent films, and I spoke to Lila Honecker about how it's able to do so. Okay, so I'm here with Lila Honecker, and I wanted to ask you, when the Tennessee Theater opened 90 years ago, what sorts of films were shown there?
So they were showing silent film at the time. Well, silent film, but with soundtracks. Mm-hmm. So when the Tennessee Theater was being built and planned for, that was the time of silent films. And so the Wurlitzer organ was planned for the theater. But by the time the theater actually opened, the production houses had started sending soundtracks with the film. So the Tennessee opened and no longer needed the organ for the purpose of accompanying film. But it was a lot of silence, but with soundtracks when the Tennessee Theater first opened.
Well, that's interesting. You said that the Wurlitzer was obviously built, purpose-built for the theater. Was that specifically for film, or did they have other uses for it?
Specifically for film. So the Tennessee Theater was built as a movie palace. And at that time when they were building these theaters, they were building these mighty Wurlitzer organs or theater organs for the purpose of accompanying film. So the really cool thing about these organs is they were built to replace an orchestra. So these organs are built to make any sound that an orchestra can make. And actually up in the organ chambers are actual instruments. So there's a saxophone, there's a cymbal, there's a clarinet, what have you, up there, and the wind from the organ actually makes the sound.
So that's why they're called Mighty Wurlitzer versus just a Wurlitzer like an organ, right?
Right. They're mighty. They do a lot. They do, you know, they pull the weight of a full orchestra.
Is it possible for silent films to be properly appreciated by modern audiences?
I think so. You know, I think there's an appreciation for simplicity and for minimalism these days in a world where we're sort of overstimulated and there's so much going on and there's so much technology. I think that a silent film, to know that you can watch a silent film with no conversation, you know, and it's the body language and it's the small things that you can pick up on in a film. I think there's a lot to be said about that. And I think people appreciate, wow, like we can watch a movie and get the entire story and laugh and have soft moments and nobody says a word. And I think that's powerful.
You mentioned, of course, that the Wurlitzer, the Mighty Wurlitzer specifically, can provide accompaniment to the visuals with a musical soundtrack, but then also can do sound effects. So explain a little bit more about how that works. So is that in the score itself, or is it something that the performer adds sort of color? Do they rehearse in advance and with the film?
Sure. So that's a great question. So Freddie Brabson is our house organist. And some films will come with a score, so they will actually come with sheet music that he could follow and he can embellish. But what Freddie does for us and what he will be doing on Sunday when we show the cameraman is he will actually be improvising a score. So he will watch the film, he'll get familiar with what happens when, and he'll create the music for it. And at the moments where he feels like there's an appropriate sound effect, he'll throw that in. And to hear it on the Wurlitzer, it's such a cool experience. It is just, I saw my first silent film there with the organ last year, and it was kind of life-changing, really. It was impressive.
And it's sort of interesting, too, because a lot of people, there are obviously places that show silent films, but they'll have an orchestra, and they'll have a percussionist or two, and I've seen in some videos where the percussionist is maybe there with 13 different things, and they're trying to keep up, and they're trying to do all the sound effects and everything. But in this case, he's got everything literally at his fingertips, right?
Yeah, he is surrounded by all the sounds that he could ever imagine and want. There's probably sounds on the organ that an orchestra may not be able to even simulate. There's a car horn. There's just all kinds of things. And it is all at his fingertips. And so he's a little bit of a wizard behind the organ, just making it all happen. And it's cool because he sits sort of at orchestra level. So when you're watching the film, you can see him just a little bit because he has to be high enough so that he can see the film, so he knows what's happening. So particularly if you're sitting in the balcony, you can kind of look down and you can kind of watch him go along with the film. And it's just, it's really neat. It's really neat.
It's one of those situations where the balcony seats are actually pretty good that way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So how does the Buster Keaton film, The Cameraman, tie into the 90th anniversary of the Tennessee Theater?
So Buster Keaton's The Cameraman is a film from 1928. So it is from the same year that the Tennessee Theater opened. As far as we know, The Cameraman wasn't shown at the Tennessee Theater. We can't find record of it. It was shown in 1928 at the Strand Theater in Knoxville. But the Tennessee didn't open until October. So it may have been shown there later, but we don't have any record of it. But same year. We wanted to pick a film from the year that the theater opened just to really tie in within 90 years. And Buster Keaton's great, so we decided to go with The Cameraman.
And will you show anything before The Cameraman?
We will not show anything before The Cameraman. However, Freddie will do a little pre-show music on the Wurlitzer organ.
Excellent. Well, Lila, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.